What about trials in the adjuvant setting? What's being looked at right now? Where are things heading? And is there a role for any of these agents in a non-protocol setting in terms of adjuvant therapy?
So the adjuvant therapy of kidney cancer is an area that's under intense clinical research scrutiny. In large part, we have been able to identify through programs like the UCLA Integrated Staging System the high-risk resected patient so that we could restrict the treatments that we have to offer to the high-risk resected patient who has probably a 50-50 or better chance of relapsing. The current trial that is an intergroup trial in the United States is what's called the ASSURE trial. And the ASSURE trial is a randomized prospective clinical trial currently accepting patients through all your cooperative group affiliates that compares placebo to sunitinib to sorafenib. All other drugs in our armamentarium, radiation, IL-2, interferon, have not been shown to be effective in the adjuvant setting. And I can't tell you how many calls I get from urologists and oncologists saying, would I use any of these new drugs in the adjuvant setting off protocol? And my answer is no, I would not. I would really restrict the adjuvant therapy of patients to a prospective clinical trial because, one, we don't yet have evidence that adjuvant therapy with angiogenesis inhibition of any form really benefits patients in that setting. Two, these drugs are not devoid of toxicity, so quality of life in a person that is otherwise potentially cured has to be part of the equation. And lastly, until we know that it's safe in the adjuvant setting and has a positive effect, I would restrict it to clinical trial participation.